Ms. Bannister?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so he said that he's in front of the house. He just didn't drop the car off.
Why is he not dropping it?
Ma'am?
Why is he not dropping it?
He said if you can't, well, he cannot drop a car off until he's been paid for that car. And he was
so what has he not been paid for?
The $33.41. He's been paid for the $146.59 that her insurance did cover.
So who is supposed to be, who's responsible for the payout?
Okay.
Are you the insurance? Are you the insurance company? Are you part of the roadside assistance that covers that?
Yes, ma'am.
Because if that situation, okay, so this is where we're sitting right now, right? We initially wanted it towed somewhere else. You guys told us, no, we can't tow it there. We'll tow it to your home. We gave them the address and everything. He wasn't even going to leave with the car until he got an email from you guys to go ahead and tow it, right?
Correct.
Meaning that y'all was going to cover everything. So now that he's left with the house, I mean, left with the car to take it to the house, now you don't want to drop the car off of something you guys went ahead and approved because the car could have stayed where it was at. Let's just be clear.
Yes, ma'am. It was just a go ahead.
There's what?
It was just she was just over her 7 miles tow.
That's the thing you guys did. If you guys did not inform that and said everything was covered, that's why y'all went ahead and sent that email out to him to go ahead and tow it because he wasn't even going to tow it from the jump.
I'm just
saying,
if you $30
cash out,
so you get my
back. He's out, Ms. Bannister.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this what I was trying to explain was that it was a miscommunication.
It was who?
It was.
I can't hear you because like you're whispering in a way.
Oh, sorry. My mic is in my mouth, but it was a miscommunication.
See, I can't, like, you keep going down. Like, I can't really hear.
Oh,
I hear you.
Okay,
I hear you a little bit.
You can hear me now?
Okay.
Okay, so what the thing was, we didn't catch it until after it was a provider. We told us about your provider. That's why we didn't know. Yes, it was after, so we didn't know. But you have a coverage mileage of 15. You went over 7 of those 15 miles. That's how you ended up with the $33.41 payment.
Okay.
She said that he
wouldn't have started on his side yet because when she finally submitted on their end, they were like, so I said, this is between them and them. Why don't they pay him?
Okay.
I paid my rent.
So we're going to
pay,
but what are y'all
going to
reimburse?
I just sent him a payment, ma'am,
because
you got him a three-way.
No, he's going to send you a link to your phone, and you pay it through.
He already sent the link, ma'am. I already paid it. But okay. At this point now, though, I'm trying to see now what's next because now y'all need
okay,
to
so you you can go through your insurance. I think you can get a reimbursement on it.
Go to insurance, get a reimbursement, and let them know that y'all had an error on y'all end, that y'all
correct.
Thought it was, y'all thought I paid over mileage.
Yes.
Okay.
And I do apologize once again.
Oh, you're fine. What's your name?
Hanisha.
Can you spell it for me, baby?
H-E-N-N-E-S-H-I-A.
Okay. Last name?
H-O-L-N-S. Ma'am?
Just your last name initial.
H.
H. Okay, mm-hmm. And then the supervisor you spoke with, what was that name?
My supervisor?
Yeah.
Beth.
Who?
Beth.
Beth, B-E-T-H.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is that reference number?
No, ma'am. I wouldn't get a reference number. The tow company would give you a reference number. And his number is, let me tell you.
Okay. What is that?
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, error code 682-556-3314.
Okay. Okay, I'll call the insurance.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize once again.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.